sun or the rain. We could be like they are. Come on, baby. Don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly. Don't feel the reaper. Baby, I'm your man. Jerry Bader Show, 1007. Jason's disappointed. I didn't remember this is Blue Oyster Cult, BOC. Fear. Don't fear the Reaper, right? Yeah, don't fear the Reaper. That's the other thing. I always want to call it Fear the Reaper. And it's Don't Fear the Reaper. I'm just, you know what? You're right. I am just getting old and senile. By the way, not all old people are senile, and not all senile people are old. I just happen to be doing both. That's just the way it is. Oh, there's a new study out on caffeine. Is caffeine making me senile? Oh, no, it improves it? Well, then I should be the smartest man on the planet. Because I drink, then I should have the best memory in the world. Because I drink so much coffee. Oh, I drink too much. Too much isn't good. Oh, I need just the right amount, and it will improve my memory. I've actually had a miserable week for forgetting things. Yeah, already got a thank you for promoting it, so I'll do it one more time. Wisconsin Media Check. WisMediaCheck.com. WisMediaCheck.com. It is a new website that exposes liberal media bias in Wisconsin. By the way, again, wherever you're listening, and we have people streaming the show in Australia. Perhaps we should go visit our listener or two that we have in Australia, Jason, and expense it back to the company. I've never been down under. Yeah. Jerry and Jason to the down under. That would. Well, I mean, it's, you know, whatever excuse to travel to an exotic place that I've never been. Australia would be cool. I would just like to check it out. Wherever you are, if you see media bias, you can send a tip to wismediacheck.com. If you ever want to copy me on those, that's fine too. I can work on them independently. But just, I mean, you know, they're the ones that are organized and are doing this. It's wismediacheck.com. On Friday night, the Wall Street Journal at actually 8 o'clock our time, 7:58 p.m. if you want to be exact, posted an opinion piece that is huge here in Wisconsin. If you are a regular listener to the show, you know that the Milwaukee County DA's office has launched another John Doe probe. This one far more chilling than the first one. This one is an effort to silence conservative groups that would help Governor Scott Walker and other Republicans in the 2014 elections, but most notably Scott Walker. The Wall Street Journal previously reported that this was an effort to issue subpoenas at dawn, confiscate property, and intimidate Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin, Friends of Scott Walker, which is essentially his campaign, and other groups from doing anything in 2014. Big, big, big positive development in this on Friday. If you're unaware of it, I'm going to just share the opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal. Wisconsin political speech victory. Chalk up a big victory for the First Amendment. On Friday, a Wisconsin judge struck a major blow for free political speech when he quashed subpoenas to conservative groups and ordered the return of property to the targets of a so-called John Doe campaign finance probe. John Doe probes operate much like grand juries, allowing prosecutors to issue subpoenas and conduct searches, while gag orders require the targets to keep quiet. So you're under attack and you can't do anything about it. We wrote about the kitchen sink subpoenas and morning raids by Special Prosecutor Fran Schmitz that targeted dozens of conservative groups that participated in the battle to recall Governor Scott Walker. Now we learn that Judge Gregory A. Peterson, a Reserve County judge, ruled on Friday that at least some of the subpoenas were improper. They do not show, this is huge, listen to this, They do not show probable cause that the moving parties committed any violations of the campaign finance laws, he wrote. His opinion remains under seal, but we obtained a copy. So they got a copy of this. I will tell you right now, there's someone who works for the Wall Street Journal who is very close to one of these groups that have been targeted. That's how they're getting all of this. The quash subpoenas were sent to Friends of Scott Walker, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, Inc., the Wisconsin Club for Growth, and Citizens for a Strong America, as well as their officers and directors. Judge Peterson's order does not apply to other subpoena targets, but they can presumably get the same result if they file a motion with the judge and have a similar factual basis. The order is all the more remarkable. Again, listen up. The order is all the more remarkable because it bluntly rejects the prosecutor's theory of illegal coordination between the groups and the Walker campaign. Wisconsin's campaign finance statutes ban coordination between independent groups and candidates for a political purpose, but a political purpose requires express advocacy, the judge wrote, and express advocacy means directly advocating the election or defeat of a candidate. He then went on, did the judge, Judge Peterson wrote, there is no evidence of express advocacy, and therefore the subpoenas fail to show probable cause that a crime was committed. Even the state is not claiming that any of the independent organizations expressly advocated for the election of Mr. Walker or his opponent, he added. Instead, they did issue advocacy, which focuses on specific political issues, which is perfectly acceptable. This means that prosecutors essentially invented without evidence the possibility of criminal behavior to justify the subpoenas and their thuggish tactics. That's the Wall Street Journal writing. They invented without evidence the possibility of criminal behavior to justify the subpoenas and their thuggish tactics. At least three targets had their homes raided at dawn, with police turning over belongings, seizing computers and files, and even barring phone calls. The judge's order vindicates our suspicion, writes the Wall Street Journal, that the John Doe probe is a political operation intended to shut up Mr. Walker's allies as he seeks re-election this year. No one has taken public credit for appointing the special prosecutor, but we know the probe began in the office of Milwaukee County Assistant DA Bruce Landgraf. They know that because their source told them. Mr. Landgraf works for Milwaukee County Democratic DA John Chisholm, and this is their second secret probe of Mr. Walker. The first one ended with small-time violations against Walker aides, but did not touch the governor. The subpoenas ask for all information and data and communications stretching back to 2009, 2 years before the recall elections that were supposedly the central issue. Because the subpoena sought both donor identities and internal communications of the targeted groups, they fail to demonstrate the narrow and targeted investigation that the First Amendment demands. Our sources also say that only conservative groups were targeted. This isn't known publicly. But there has been no evidence that Democratic groups were targeted. Democrats would love to intimidate and muzzle the local activists who rallied to Mr. Walker's recall defense, and the subpoenas all but shut down these activists, forcing them to hire lawyers and defend themselves rather than contribute to the political debate in an election year beyond 2014. The prosecutor's goal seems to be raise the cost of participation so the subpoena targets decide to quit politics. In other words, just try to intimidate them out of the game. The first John Doe judge, retired Kenosha County Circuit Judge Barbara Kluka, recused herself from the case, though not until she had signed off on all the subpoenas. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that according to information from an open records request, Judge Kluka made $445 for her time on the case, about a day's work. She must work fast. Judge Peterson replaced her, and the cause of free speech is better for it. The John Doe probe isn't over, and no doubt Messrs. Schmitz and Landgraf will appeal the ruling to quash. But that should give the subpoena targets an opening to expand their defense beyond merely stopping this political trolling exercise. They can marshal constitutional arguments that should aim to dismantle the prosecutorial machinery of these illegal campaign finance investigations. The John Doe process has become a political weapon intended to serve partisan ends regardless of the law. kudos to a judge who was brave enough to read the law and stop it. But there is more free speech defending to do. They're right about that. Online, Wall Street Journal on Friday. They're right about that. I want to weigh in additionally on this in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.